Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, I don't know if you guys heard this. The Blazers reporting that Glenn Beck was having an interview with Jim Rogers about farming. And I had no idea, but they're saying that farming now is basically becoming a lost art. They said nobody wants to farm anymore. And they were talking about the average age of farmers in America. You know, the average age of a farmer is only 58 years old. It's like, wait a minute, what is going on? 58. 50 is the average age. And in Japan, it's 66. In Canada, it's as well really high. And in Australia, it's 58. And somebody's got to work these fields. And what they don't understand is that although that there's such a lack of interest in farming, the farm values are going up. And it's still, obviously there's a lot of profit still involved in farming. People are making a lot of money. But there's no interest. And one of the things that Jim Rogers, this investor, was talking about, he was saying that these days, the students right now in college, they want to go out and get MBAs. And he's telling them, you need to get into study agriculture. You need to get in there and learn about this farming because that's where the money's going
to
be at.
You need to get a FARM, not a MBA.
Exactly. Exactly. They said in the next 10 to 20 years, you're going to see it just absolutely explode. And I just think about some of the prophecies that we have heard about roads being broken up, streets being digged up, be able to plant gardens.
Yeah, it was John Paul Jackson's word in Preparing for the Storm. The headlines, and this is how God spoke to him at that time. You can see it at VFNTV.com. Scroll down just a little bit, and you'll see a banner called The Storm, and it has all the information that you need on this. It's very important. It's the coming storm.
Yeah.
And one of the headlines was, in the inner city, they're digging streets up to be able to plant gardens. And you always wonder what it was like, you know, up until the time when you're starting to see these things happen. And it's like, I see what it's like. Nobody's paying attention. Oh, exactly. My goodness. Because you could pay attention in turn. You know, you could pay attention like Nineveh did. And
what
listen.
What were the warning signs?
Yeah, and a warning is saying, hey, you know, don't go that way. You know, turn back to God.
Yeah.
And it's happening so rapidly. The encouraging thing is there's about to be a move of God.
Yeah, there is.
Mm-hmm.
Whether religion likes it or not, there is about to be a major move of God. They're talking about, and I don't mean to interrupt you right there, but they're saying that a major issue now with the millennials, that 84% of them are I think it's 84%. They have a thing called, not 84%, digital addiction is a new phenomenon that psychiatrists are actually diagnosing teens with and young adults with, where they're spending 60 hours a week engaged in some kind of media, and it's having this long-term effect, you know, where we're at. So imagine that shutting down like you're talking about, and all of a sudden, you know, 60 hours of their life is now, what do you do? That's the only life I knew was this virtual life.
And not wanting to learn anything. I mean, we talked about this right after the Super Bowl on VFN Radio about the commercial that was played with Paul Harvey about the farmer.
And, oh, yeah.
And this is amazing. All the hard work that's being done. And it's like, you know, no, I don't want to work a farm. I think I'd rather own a farm. But it was like the chances are they did statistics. They don't have the number how many people graduating now from college are even going to be able to find employment, much less an MBA and the cost of college right now. And it's like, you know what? We need to learn some practical things like garden, you know what I'm saying? How to feed ourselves. I know Pat had an adventure with building a garden. Not as easy, was it?
No, it's not at all.
Yeah, I remember that history lesson.
Yeah, that was rough.
Well, you know,
I learned a lot, though.
Well, one of the things that Pat's wife, Tracy's grandfather, God showed him very specifically what it's going to be like.
Mm-hmm. Sure did.
And it's going to get to the point. There's just, you got to understand, everybody, and notice when on this cruise ship, for example, it was 44,000 plus people on it. There was limited space, limited food, limited utilities, and so at some point, you know, their ability to get something to eat or whatever stopped.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now imagine your city or your county or whatever. And how many deer do you see running down your street that you can eat? How many cows did you see, you know, in your county? Pretty much they're regional, where you have parts of America that raise the cattle,
mm-hmm.
that milk the cows, that have these different, you know, they say that the food that you eat that's on your table, I think, was prepared within 300 miles. It came from around 300 miles or something of your home. Well, you're not going to be able to get to those 300 miles away during a time like that.
Mm-hmm.
And you run out. And that's what Barkley was shown, was that he was teaching his family how to hunt and fish, but they ran out. It quickly ran out of anything to to hunt for.
Wow.
And with the regulations coming on, I mean, you look where they're looking, trying to regulate how we can fish and what we would break the law if we were fishing. It's like, oh, this is amazing, you know, what's taking place. And I think about that tribute, you're talking about the farmer. Let's mm-hmm. listen right now to Paul Harvey and what John's talking about. We'll be right back.
Well, he talked about something about, you know, there was a time that you didn't have a drill.
Uh-huh.
And you actually, you know, screw the thing in with your hand, you know, with the fill-up. You twisted the screw with the nut.
Yeah, those were awful days.
Yeah, well, you did it with your hand and muscles. And I think about all the people that work so hard, man. They work so hard in our nation to build it the way they have. And
that's right.
And listen to that commercial. We're gonna play a commercial here for you. And we're going to apologize for the sound in advance because it's not the best quality of sound. But we really want you to listen to the words. This is Paul Harvey. And Pat's a little bit more familiar with Paul Harvey.
Mm-hmm.
Paul Harvey.
Yeah.
And he kind of does this little talk about the farmer. And,
yeah.
And tell us about Paul. Who's Paul Harvey?
Yeah, he was a conservative radio host. He's been around for years and years and years. And he passed away, I think, back in 2009. But prior to that, I got introduced to him through my grandmother. She was listening to him on the radio all the time.
Uh-huh.
And he'd go through these long, like, stories, and they were really, you know, just intriguing. And
right.
then his famous line was, "Now let's hear the rest of the story." So he just like this cliffhanger, you know, you talk about this person, you know, and
yeah.
all these things that they did or whatever. And then you find out who it actually was. You're just like blown away. Like, no, get out. Really? You know, so it was just, he's famous for that. You probably search him online. I'm sure you could probably listen to tons of his stories. But yeah, they were powerful.
Wow. Well, he has a great voice. And this is actually a Rams commercial, right?
Yeah.
That
a Dodge
play.
Ram car commercial, yeah.
Okay, truck commercial. I want you to listen up and listen to what he has to say about the American farmer. Listen up.
"And on the eighth day, God looked down on his planned paradise and said, 'I need a caretaker.' So God made a farmer. God said, 'I need somebody willing to get up before dawn, milk cows, work all day in the fields, milk cows again, eat supper, then go to town and stay past midnight at a meeting of the school board.' So God made a farmer. God said, 'I need somebody willing to sit up all night with a newborn colt and watch it die, then dry his eyes and say, maybe next year. I need somebody who can shape an axe handle from a persimmon sprout, shoe a horse with a hunk of car tire, who can make harness out of hay, wire, feed sacks, and shoe scraps, who planting time and harvest season will finish his 40-hour week by Tuesday noon, and then painting from tractor back put in another 72 hours. So God made a farmer. God said, 'I need somebody strong enough to clear trees and heave bales, yet gentle enough to yean lambs and wean pigs and tend the pink-combed pullets, who will stop his mower for an hour to splint the broken leg of a meadowlark. So God made a farmer. It had to be somebody who'd plow deep and straight and not cut corners. Somebody to seed, weed, feed, breed, and rake, and disc, and plow, and plant, and tie the fleece, and strain the milk. Somebody who'd bale a family together with the soft, strong bonds of sharing. Who would laugh, and then sigh, and then reply, with smiling eyes, when his son says that he wants to spend his life doing what Dad does. So God made a farmer."
Wow. How powerful is that?
Yeah, that was amazing.
How powerful is that? We're going to make this available for you to watch on the torch. It's actually a commercial.
Yeah.
And the pictures are just so moving.
It is so amazing. And you think about without the farm and where things are coming from. How far away, if like we sit down and have a meal in our home, we don't realize the food doesn't really come from our particular community. Where does it come from? How far away?
It's estimated that it travels 1,500 miles to get from where it needs to get to, from farm to plate, basically. From
1,500 miles, which means this is like the Lord showed Mr. Barkley that we're not going to have that food in our immediate area to be able to access it. And you can you hunt your land out so quick. I mean, this cruise, and this is the one, you got meteors flying over, you got this huge things happening, you have 4,000 people that stuck without utilities, water, and all that, and how quickly this thing's just kind of come to a grind. It just stops.
Mm-hmm.
And then disease begins to happen. And they did say, by the way, as you were talking about, there were some people on there that got really angry about...
Oh, really? I can imagine.
Yeah, and they were really upset, and they said, you know, a typical American traveler. And so the reporter goes, what does that mean? You know, things like, my coffee's not hot.
Demanding stuff, huh?
Yeah, demanding stuff at times that are real difficult. I mean, that's what they said, unquote, you know, reportedly.
All right. I was thinking about, and I was reading this, and I want to look up the scripture here for a second, but I was reading about there was a famine in the land, and the Israelites, and they had to go during Egypt, and they were going to get grain. Pat, you and I were talking about this the other day. They were selling, so they go and they're trying to get grain from Egypt, and so they say, okay, sell us some grain, so they give them the money. And then they come back and they say, we're starving. Take our livestock, and we'll give you livestock, you give us a grain. They're like, okay, we'll give you the grain, give us the livestock, give you the grain. So they go back for a period of time. Then they come back again and says, we are still starving. We need grain. And the people come up with, just take our land, take all we have, and make us servants. We'll be servants. Just give us food. And I said, okay, we'll take your land, we'll make you servants, and we'll feed you. And it's like, oh my goodness, there's a progression where even if you had the money, money's not going to, if, you know, if everything stops, it's not going to last forever. So then you begin to barter. Okay. Give you a couple of this for a couple of some corn. But what happens when you can't barter? You know, we have to have a dependency upon the Lord. And we can't be prideful to say that we can't have a famine. I mean, look at all the drought that was occurring just this last summer alone.
Well, it looks like if somebody 1,500 miles away had a famine, and we never did, we wouldn't eat. Because if the food comes from 1,500 miles away, if all of a sudden, if the valleys in California or the fields in Nebraska or whatever were being hit, I mean, everybody's got, the breadbasket's experiencing difficulty, the world's experiencing difficulty. Now, the scripture that comes to mind to me is that when God begins to explain to Solomon, this is how things work, son. This is how it works. Everything's good right now, but let me tell you how it works. He said in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 13, he says, listen, when I shut up the heavens so that there's no rain. This is God talking. This is, nothing's happened yet. It's like, why are you talking discipline? Let me tell you how things work. Let me tell you how things work now so you can prevent this from happening. He says, but when I shut up the heavens so that there's no rain, or command locusts to devour the land, God going, go devour the land. It's like, where did these loci come from, right?
Right?
And send a plague amongst my people. I think about the influenza that came through the world and came through America. As mysteriously as it came, it left. And hundreds of thousands, I believe 40 million in the earth, I believe, that died from that one mysterious. He says, if this happens, he says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, Then I'll hear from heaven, forgive their sins, and will heal their land. And so these things that we're seeing now, if we turn now, it could stop this. Like Nineveh, stopped it. And so we can respond now before these things come to pass. We'll be right back after this break. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.